Council apologizes and pledges review after hiring helper of failed suicide bomber. Southwark Council has apologized following revelations it hired a woman previously jailed for assisting a failed terrorist who had plotted to blow up a tube carriage. Council officers failed to carry out basic background checks on Mulumebet Girma, the sister-in-law of failed suicide bomber Hussein Osman, whom she hid from police. Osman was part of a failed plot to blow up a tube carriage full of commuters on July 21, 2005, 2 weeks after the July 7th attack. Girma was hired by Southwark in 2013 and rose through the ranks. She was sacked only 2 weeks ago. The council's chief executive, Eleanor Kelly, told the news an independent audit would be carried out following a request from the leader of the council and calls from the Liberal Democrat opposition. Ms. Kelly said, "We have already carried out our own investigation and know what happened." When Ms. Girma initially declared a conviction, this should have been followed up and escalated to the director, but this did not happen, for which we are very sorry. Later on, Ms. Girma failed to declare her unspent conviction in subsequent applications. The members of staff responsible for the error no longer work at the council, and since that time we have completely overhauled our HR department with a new head who has spent the last year improving and updating our processes and procedures. However, we want to have complete confidence that our new processes are as robust as they can be, and this morning the leader instructed me to request an independent audit by our external auditors, which I will do today, October the 11th. When the review is complete, they will then report to the Audit and Governance Committee. In June 2008, Girma was found guilty of assisting an offender and failing to disclose information on the plot. She hid Osman in her home and lied to the police about his whereabouts. The former model from Ethiopia, now living in Dartford in Kent, was released early in July in 2013, despite being handed a 10-year sentence. That year, she successfully applied for the council's apprenticeship scheme. She was even photographed for the summer 2013 front cover of Southwark's Housing News, the council's own quarterly magazine. She was later given a permanent job as a systems and performance analyst at the council's housing department in Peckham. An anonymous source told a national newspaper, "How did she get this job without any checks? All it would take was a Google of her name to see her past." The database she had control over contains clients who are deemed vulnerable. This is for a whole range of reasons, but one of them is their being on a watch list or worries they could be at risk of links to terrorism. The council has denied the statement made in the national paper that Girma's role gave her access to police and watch list data. Councillor Anu Dalsamarai, leader of Southwark Lib Dems, on Tuesday called for an independent inquiry. The council should have known about this serious conviction, and questions must now be asked about all other checks and monitoring which may not have happened over recent years, Councillor Al-Samarai said. The council hires 5,000 people. Who else might have been missed? The council has information on thousands of vulnerable people. If it was a convicted sex offender, you wouldn't give someone access to personal data.